Hopkins Junior High School String Orchestra. This is Gus Kambites. I'm the Director of Instrumental Music at West Valley College here in the South Bay, and I'm looking forward to your performance. I know you're about ready to start. Actually, you're not even here yet, but you'll be shortly. All right. I'm going to let you listen to this tune. We're not supposed to comment on it, but it's also nice to hear what it sounds like in the front, because in the orchestra, it's always different. I play bass, and I can always only hear myself. So here's how you can hear everything. Job on that warm-up piece. I'm going to hear Sunayama right now. I think the balance is really nice in here. Hopefully you're enjoying playing in this room, because we can actually hear all the overtones and the cellos sound really good, and the basses are projecting really well, so we'll see how we do on this next one. Watch the beginning. When we do this pianissimo downbeat, we've got to get the bow on the string and skip a little. On the bow with the first finger on the right hand, so you just have a little. It's almost like you're plucking it. So the sound starts, but it's not loud. It's just very gentle. All long notes, cellos and basses need to crescendo, and now they crescendo. Works that B natural bass. So one of the things we can start doing, because the orchestra sounds good, everyone's playing their parts really well, is we need to be much more expressive on these whole notes. I mean, whole notes. But I'm telling you, whole notes can be exciting. And you can hit that note, you can back off a little bit, and then push it to the next note, and then back off, and push to the next note, and then the whole thing starts to have this beautiful move to it. Nice job on the retard there. Good job in the F sharp on the violin. Now, one thing we want to do on that pickup, the bar before 21, sorry, in 20B3, we have this really cool dissonance in the E and the F sharp and the cello and the violin. The rule of these dissonances is that they've got to be 50% each, so we hear both voices equally. Then we get the dissonance. We had a little more cello than viola, and so we don't get the bite of that. That's the cool part of dissonance, is that it sounds kind of scary. But if we don't get an even an even amount, it's not as scary. There's that note again. So any note that sounds a little weird, we can bring that out even more, push on it, and then pull it back. I think here at 33, I could use actually a little more first violin on this melodic part here. The harmony is coming out pretty good, especially the viola sounded really nice. But I could use a little more singing quality from the first violins. And then right here, cello's gonna bring this out. There we go. See, that's a weird dynamic written thing. I would have a dynamic that goes up to the A, and then backs off to the D, and then comes back again to 42. I really like Barber, I like Tchaikovsky, I like these orchestras where the strings, literally, they go whoa, 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 on almost every beat. And I think we can, the orchestra's definitely good enough to be able to do that. Right now we're playing really gorgeously. Listen to yourself. It sounds beautiful, but what we're lacking is more emotion in the sound and more bringing the audience into what you're doing, not by playing predictably da 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 dee da 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 da, but da 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 da. More on that solo violin there. That B should be just be singing out, should be filling this room. I know it says piano, but we're not, the intent is what we're missing. Basses, you can start softer on the pianos, on the piano here. Watch that pitch on that up the octaves. F sharp, second violins, you guys have got to tune that. A really great piece. We need to definitely look at the F sharp, two from the end and the second violins. And man, open fifths is tough in the cellos. Open fifths are tough for anybody. You've really got to try to tune that as close as possible. That's what I was saying before that ending happened, is we really need to work on making this much more emotional and much more coming and going, and add some dynamics if you need to. I'm a big fan of taking each phrase and like, how does this phrase connect to the next phrase, connect to the next phrase, and then looking at the phrase structure of the piece and then really building the piece much more dramatically, because that's what we're ready for. We can play this stuff. We just need more emotion and more dynamic contrast from each person. See, even right here, cellos, bar 2 and 4 have a descending 8th note line. Sorry, violas. It's not written, but it's implied. A little more bounce on the staccatos. Dum, 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 bum, bum. What they want, when they put a staccato note bowed, they kind of want it almost pitched. Bum, 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 bum. Dum. Like a little lift, lift. Instead of a chop on the bass, which we're kind of going saw, saw, a little lift of the bow off the string will give us a lot more resonance. Too much of a retard in 24. Same thing as I said before in the last piece. The basses and cellos at 35 and 36 can get off and crescendo. And make sure that you are adding more excitement to this. The excitement in this piece are these cascading eighth notes with 16th note breakup of a line, right? And then the long notes can add to that. sharp to C natural, 50 to 51. Not very, the difference in the notes were not very different. The C sharp bass's fourth finger A string is always going to be a little flat. This can be softer, softer, softer. The idea is that we start piano at 53, and then we're forte at 60. And then we're back down again at 62, back up again, which means that 61 either has a dramatic decrescendo to 62, or we taper down. We gotta decide. What I would do is I would record in the classroom, if you can, 53 to 63, just that much, and see if you can feel the terrace dynamics. Or first violin again here. Diddle-doo, diddle-doo, diddle-doo. That was a good forte piano at 79. So I know you can do it. So if you can do those pianos, we gotta hear that dynamic at 71. We gotta hear that dynamic at 53. We gotta hear that dynamic. Where else was there another piano I saw? So I know you can do it. We just gotta get that stuff down there. So really get the stuff together. The orchestra sounds really nice. We just really gotta work on making more music out of the notes and not just playing the notes. Thanks a lot for coming to the park, and hopefully you have a good day.